Castellani sitting across from me from the Cochrane Derby Girls. Holly, hello.
Hi, Tim.
Now, you've had a lot of exciting events going on with the Derby Girls recently, but we haven't paused and taken a moment to actually talk about Derby itself. That might be worthwhile doing so. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you some questions. There are two teams in play at any given time, yes?
That's correct.
How many people on each team and doing what?
On the track at any given time from each team, there are five players unless someone's in the penalty box.
Okay, and those players play what positions?
Each line has four blockers and one jammer.
Okay, now the jammer is chiefly responsible for scoring points, yes?
That's correct.
Tell me how that occurs.
At the whistle, the jammer takes off, and her job is to break through the other blockers who are making a wall in front of her. Once she breaks through initially, she has to skate around the whole track and come back and try to attempt to break through a second time. For every opposing player she passes on that second pass is 1 point.
Okay. So a maximum of 4 points on the best pass.
5 points, including the jammer. If she passes the jammer, is the maximum amount of points that she can get.
Ah, yes, of course. Okay, very good. And, of course, you've got equipment coming out your ears in terms of safety. You want to make sure you're well padded. What is the most common kind of injury for those who do get a bump?
We see a lot of bruises and a lot of sprains. Well, not a lot of sprains, a few sprains. I think the bruises are probably the most common injury that we see.
Okay. Do you tend to go down backwards, forwards? What do you...
Ideally, you don't go down at all if you have a good derby stance. It just depends on how you get hit and how you're standing at the time of the hit. Mm. The falls that hurt the most are probably the ones that send you flying backwards. Mm-hmm. There's not so much padding on the bum.
And in terms of penalties, you mentioned penalties. What would constitute a penalty? This is a rough game, man.
Everybody thinks that this game is like it was back in the day with Skinny Minnie Miller, and now the game has changed completely. There are illegal hits, so there's no tripping. You cannot use your elbows, and there's also certain zones that you cannot hit or use to hit.
Meaning?
I cannot hit somebody with my head. I cannot hit somebody in the middle of the back, or so in the hamstrings. So the target zone that you can hit is small, and you can also only use certain parts of your body to contact the other girls.
Huh, interesting. And when you do get a penalty, or if you were to get a penalty, how long are they? 2 minutes like hockey, or?
30 seconds.
30-second penalty.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to use the wrong term. Bout, is that the right term?
Yep.
Given bout would be how long?
Each bout consists of 2 half-hour periods.
2 half-hour periods. That's nonstop play for half an hour.
Exactly.
Wow. No shift-offs?
Yeah, every team should have 2 to 3 lines, and so they switch back and forth.
In the middle of play.
Each period is broken up into 2-minute jams.
Right.
And these either last the full 2 minutes or they can be shortened depending on what the lead jammer decides to do.
Okay.
After each jam, the team then switches the line.
Okay. Now, can be as much as 2 minutes in length. Is that dependent on the score then? How many times a jammer goes around?
Essentially, the jammer who breaks through the pack first claims the title of lead jammer.
Okay.
And at any given time, she can end the jam by touching her head and sending her arms up and down, and the jam ref should then call off the jam.
Okay. And she would do that, of course, at a tactically appropriate moment when it's going to be most advantageous to her team.
Exactly.
There you go. Holly, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Tim.